Aldrich Family, a special rebroadcast for you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations. A typical teenage boy like Henry Aldrich lives in a world all his own.
A world of impulses, hectic activity, and honest enthusiasm. And grown-ups always welcome the opportunity of re-entering that wonderful world. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room. The time is Saturday afternoon.
But, Henry, don't you see my point of view? You had no right to do a thing like that.
But, Mary, Charlie Clark's a nice guy. He's really a swell guy. He's really very good-looking.
How can you tell? His hair's always falling down over the front of his face.
Not when he goes out at night, it isn't. He has some stuff he puts on his hair that... Boy, it makes it stiff as a board.
Well, let me warn you, Henry. If Charlie Clark comes over here tonight, I won't even see him.
Why not?
Because, Henry, you had no right making any such date for me.
Mary, is it necessary for you and Henry to talk quite so loud?
Well, I'm not talking loud, but you know what Henry did to me. You know what he did to me.
What did he do?
He sold me to Charlie Clark for a baseball.
Mother, I assure you, the baseball had nothing to do with it. And besides, Mary, do you realize how hard a thing like that is to get these days?
Mary, I always thought Charlie Clark was a very nice boy.
Oh, Charlie Clark? Mother, he's perfectly all right as a little playmate for Henry, but to spend an evening with him...
Mary, may I ask whatever gave you the conception that Charlie Clark is my little playmate?
Hi, Henry.
Hi, Homer, are you here?
Oh, hi, he's got a new baseball. Let's see it.
Homer, you'll have to wait until I get Mary straightened out.
Dear, I don't want to hear any more about this. Now, please go outside with Homer and play ball.
Yes, Mother, I'll go. Only Charlie Clark thinks she has a date for tonight.
You made it with him, Henry. You're the one who'll have to keep it with him.
Hi, Henry. Let's see that ball I hear Charlie gave you.
It's right here in the hall closet, Homer. Boy, are you lucky you haven't got a sister?
You're crazy, Henry. Don't you realize I'm the only person around my house my family can pick on? Where's the ball?
It's up on the shelf, I think.
Henry, why don't you have some light in this closet?
We don't need any light. She was everyone in the family knows exactly where everything is. Oh, gee whiz.
Hey, Henry, what was that you just knocked off the shelf?
Oh, boy, listen, Mark, stand back while I try to find out.
Near as I can make out, it's sort of a box. And there are a lot of little loose things that came out of it.
Oh, gee whiz, I just stepped on one or whatever it is. And it's sort of soft and squashy.
Henry, is it my imagination or do I smell chocolate?
Chocolate? Homer, it couldn't be chocolate.
You're crazy, Henry. It's chocolate, all right. And a boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, can you imagine that?
And they're good, too, aren't they? Look out, Henry. Let me get down there on the floor with you.
Now, wait a minute, Homer. Let's not eat the whole works. Don't you realize this box must belong to someone?
Not necessarily. Maybe somebody put it up there and forgot it. 10 years ago.
You think so? Well, they don't taste as though they were 10 years old.
You mean you're eating another?
Homer, come on and help me. They're all over this floor.
Well, where's the box?
We'll find it. We'll find it. I've got the lid right here in my hand. And look, Homer, save all the little papers.
The little papers?
Sure. Don't you feel them? There's a little paper cup sort of for each piece.
Oh, yes. Is that what I just swallowed?
Oh, boy. What, Mary?
I want to tell you something.
Well, don't bother looking for me, Mary. I'm on my way into you.
I'm right here in the living room. Henry, may I ask what it is you're eating?
Why? Eating? Well, I'm just running my tongue over my teeth, Mary.
Well, what I started to say was, one reason I don't want Charlie Clark around tonight is because Joe Graham is coming over.
Joe Graham? You'd rather see Joe Graham than a kind, generous guy like Charlie?
Did you realize Joe Graham is just as generous as he can be? He even sent me a beautiful box of candy yesterday. A beautiful 2-pound box.
He did. Joe Graham gave you... Well, isn't that nice? Where is it?
That happens to be none of your business, Henry Aldrich. I put it away very carefully in a place where you can't possibly come across it.
Oh, well, I'm certainly sorry. Goodbye.
Where are you going?
No place in particular. I just have a little cleaning up. I mean, a few things that... I'm sorry I said what I said about Joe.
Hey, Henry, come here and help me.
Yeah, I'm coming, Homer. Not so loud.
What do you think we ought to do, Henry? I've got the bottom tray filled. There's still a couple of 100 chocolates left over.
Listen, Homer, are you still eating them?
We've got to do something with them, Henry. There isn't going to be room in the box.
There has to be, Homer. And we've got to arrange it very neatly.
Listen, Henry, is that somebody coming?
Oh, where?
Alice, have you seen Henry?
Oh, boy. Listen, Homer, why did you close the door for?
Why do you think so? Your father wouldn't see it.
But, Homer, there's no knob on this side.
You mean we can't get out?
Gee whiz, we may be in here. Oh, boy, nobody knows how long we may be in here.
Well, at least, Henry, we won't starve.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is Mary Aldrich there?
Oh, Joe, is that you?
No, this is Charlie.
Oh.
Charlie Clark. Mary, did you hear me? This is your friend, Charlie Clark.
Yes, well, just a minute and I'll call Henry.
But I don't want to see
speak to Henry, Mary. I want to speak to you. This is Charlie Clark. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, gee, Mary, I thought you ditched me.
This is Mrs. Aldrich, Charlie. We don't seem to be able to find Henry.
But, Mrs. Aldrich, I gave Henry a baseball. I mean, it's your daughter, Mary, I want.
Mary? Why, Mary's looking for Henry, Charlie.
She is? Well, look, maybe you could tell me what time I'm supposed to come over tonight.
Oh, well, I'm not sure, but I think Mary's busy tonight.
Sure, with me.
Really?
Well, sure, didn't Henry tell her?
Well, Charlie, I think the safest thing for us to do is to have Henry phone you later in the day.
Henry? Not Mary?
I'll tell Henry you called me.
Oh. Well, thanks very much.
Homer? Homer, you haven't gone to sleep, have you?
No. Of course I haven't gone to sleep. I just feel sort of funny.
Have you found all the chocolates over on your part of the floor?
Some of them. I'm stuffing them right in the box over here.
But, Homer, I've got the box over here.
You have? Well, what's this I've been putting them in? Now, listen.
What's the matter?
It's somebody's shoe.
Now, listen, Homer.
I'll pour them out. You know what? We ought to have a flashlight.
Sure. I even found a couple of chocolates inside this umbrella. Homer, keep quiet. Keep quiet. I hear footsteps.
Somebody coming?
What's
it, Alice? Quick, Homer. It's my father. Let's put the box up on the shelf.
Okay. You put it up. Hey. I think I better move quick.
Well, there. And listen, sit way back in the closet. If my father opens the door, he may not notice us.
Sure. Just don't move. Come on, Henry, get your foot off my stomach. Things are bad enough.
Quiet.
Yes, Alice, I heard you, but first I want to get something out of it. Henry, what are you and Homer doing here in this closet?
Oh, hello, Father.
Hello, Mr. Aldrich.
May I ask why you're sitting there doing absolutely nothing?
Why, we were just trying to see how long we could hold our breath, Mr. Aldrich.
Well, get up. You're both entirely too old to be wasting your time doing that.
Yes, Father.
And please get out of the way. I want to find an old pair of shoes of mine.
Yes, Mr. Aldrich. Come on, Henry. Oh, boy.
I'm coming.
Homer, is there anything the matter with you?
No, Mr. Aldrich. I'll be all right, I think.
Homer, as soon as you get out of there, we've got to go back and pick up the rest.
Henry, may I ask where you've been for the last half hour?
Why, we're just... where I've been?
Mrs. Aldrich, we're looking for a flashlight.
Yes, we need a flashlight, Mother. And Mary, have you seen one?
Henry, I'm not even speaking to you.
Do I, Mary?
And I just want to tell you, if you hadn't done what you did, I would have let you and Homer have some of the candy Joe Graham gave me. But as it is, you're not even going to see it.
Oh, we're not?
Oh, gee whiz, Henry. You ought to see what I just found in the cuff of my pants.
What is it, Homer?
Nothing. Nothing. It's just...
Homer, is it in pretty good condition?
Well, to be frank, Henry, we better just leave it where it is.
Henry, have you cleaned up that mess yet?
That mess? That mess?
Oh, boy. You know very well what I'm talking about. That model airplane you left all over the floor of your room.
Oh, is that all?
Is that all? Henry, what's gotten into you?
Oh, nothing, Mother, nothing.
Mrs. Aldrich, haven't you any ideas to where we find a flashlight?
Homer, Henry does not need any flashlight to straighten things up.
He doesn't.
Come on, Homer.
Henry, which mess do you want me to work on?
You step with me, Homer.
Mother, would you like to have me go get you a piece of that candy Joe brought me?
Yeah, I certainly hope you haven't opened it.
Oh, no, Mother. I was very careful to hide it out in the hall closet.
In the hall closet? Your father is always poking around in that closet, and you know how he is when he gets hold of a box of candy.
Well, my goodness, I'll get it out right away.
You can find a place in the dining room to hide it.
All right.
Mary, look. There it is, right out on the top shelf where everyone can see it.
Isn't that strange? I thought I put it right back in there.
Mother, let's open it. Let's take one piece. Now, dear, don't even take the cover off that box. Why not hide it in the dining room and open it when Joe Graham comes at you?
All right, maybe I will. And he can see how nice it looks.
Hello there, Mr. Aldrich.
Well, hello there, Charlie. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fine. Could I speak to Mary, please?
You want Mary? Mary!
Yes, Father?
Charlie Clark's here to see you. Mary? Mary!
Does she hear you, Mr. Aldrich?
Well, I thought she answered when I first called. Step inside and we'll try to locate her.
Okay.
Mary!
Did I hear her then, Mr. Aldrich?
I don't believe you did. How would you like to see Henry? Henry!
Oh, I don't want to see him necessarily, Mr. Aldrich.
What, Father?
Charlie Clark is anxious to see you.
No, I guess you didn't understand me, Mr. Aldrich. I said I don't give a darn about seeing him.
Father, are you... Oh, hello, Charlie. Are you here?
Yeah.
Who is it, Henry? Who is it? Oh, gee whiz. Hello, Charlie.
Hello.
Henry, Charlie's here to see Mary. See whether you can find her.
Now, Father, before I...
Henry, I want to ask her what time I'm to come over tonight.
And every time I call, they give me your mother and start looking for you.
Well, listen, Charlie. Right this minute, Homer and I are very busy trying to find a flashlight.
Oh, you want a flashlight? Well, why didn't you tell me?
You mean you've got one?
Sure, right here on my key ring. Sort of small, though.
Well, what difference does that make? A flashlight's a flashlight, isn't it? Let me have it.
Here.
Come on, Homer. Let's see what we can dig up in the closet.
You gonna dig something up, fellas? Can I watch you?
Wait a second. Charlie, how do you work this?
You can't. The battery's dead.
Listen, Charlie, are you trying to be funny?
Well, I'll locate a battery someday. The war isn't going to last forever. What are you going to do with that table lamp, Henry?
I'm just going to take it into the front hall closet for something.
But how about Mary? Ken, you hear me, Henry? How about Mary?
Here, Henry, here's a floor plug right near the closet door. Look, it lights up the whole closet.
Henry, would I be bothering you now if I asked a simple statement?
Gee, Homer, look at them. They're all over the floor.
Oh, great. You know, we didn't get even half of them.
What are those little black things you're picking up, fellas?
Listen, Henry, I'll hold them in my hands, and you do the picking up.
Well, I'll hold your hands bigger, fellas.
Father, has Charlie Clark gone yet?
Oh, boy. No, Mary, I'm still here. Wait a minute. Where are you?
Oh, gee whiz.
Now, listen, Charlie, what'd you kick that lamp for?
Oh, I'm all right. Mary, wait a minute. Mary, where are you?
Listen, Henry, what am I going to do with these two handfuls of chocolate? Reach me down the box.
I've got to pick up this lamp first. Oh, boy. Was that my Aunt Harriet that just came in the front door?
Where are you, Alice? In the dining room?
Come on, let's get into the dining room before she gets near this closet.
But, Henry, what am I going to do with these chocolates?
Put them in your pocket.
You're crazy. Isn't there a dish here in the dining room?
Here. Put them in this.
Quick, hurry up. Boy, am I glad to get rid of those.
Now, Homer, don't wipe your hands on the tablecloth.
I'm not. I was just feeling it to see what kind of material it is.
Look out while I shove the dishes of chocolate behind the fruit bowl.
Do you think anyone will see them?
No, how can they?
Henry, is Charlie Clarkson here?
No, Mary. Are you looking for him?
No, I'm trying to get away from him. He followed me out to the kitchen and I went out the back door. Now I just came in the front door.
Mary, is that you in the dining room?
Yes, Father, not so loud.
Charlie Clark was looking for you. Did he find you?
Father, please.
Homer, what's that you have on your hand?
Why, they're... Boy, they look just as though I'd been in a mud puddle, don't they?
You better go up and watch them.
Yes, Mr. Aldrich. Come on, Henry.
Okay.
And if you see your mother up there, tell her your Aunt Harriet is waiting to see her in the living room.
Father, what are you limping for?
Limping? Oh, there seems to be something wrong with one of my shoes.
You mean it's that
one? I had a pair of shoes in the hall closet, and maybe my imagination, but I think there's something down in the toe of one.
Really? Why don't you take it out?
Oh, it's probably just a lining or something. It's soft, and it gives when I walk.
Are you calling me?
Yes, Alice. Harriet's waiting to see you in the living room.
She is? Harriet, I'll be right in there.
Mary, where did this come from?
What is it, Mother?
This piece of candy behind the fruit. Now, dear, you didn't go and open that box Joe Graham gave you, did you?
No, Mother, don't you remember? I hid it right here in the buffet.
But, Mary, I didn't put this here.
Who didn't?
Dear, you don't suppose your Aunt Harriet brought it, do you?
You think she might have?
Why, of course she did. She's always carrying little paper bags of candy around with her.
Would you have a piece?
Mary.
My goodness, Mother, Charlie's closing in on me.
Mary, you can't keep running away from
me. Well, I'm not going to stay here and talk to you.
Well, Mary.
Oh, Miss Corbett, have you seen Mary? Have I seen Mary, Charlie? Or is it Henry you want to see?
Isn't it funny I can't make that clear to anyone?
It's Mary I want. Here, dear, will you have a chocolate?
Well, thanks. I don't mind if I do.
Mother, have you any idea where Homer and I'll find a flashlight?
A flashlight, Henry? What is it you want it for?
Why, no particular reason. We just... Mrs. Aldrich, what is that you've got in my dish?
Candy, Homer. Won't you have a piece?
Candy?
Yes, dear. Go ahead and take one.
Well, Homer, I don't think you ought to touch it.
That's true. And Mrs. Aldrich, they look so nice, Matthew. Don't you think you ought to just leave them?
Sure, until night when maybe it's better.
Well, Mrs. Aldrich, as long as they aren't having any, may I have theirs?
Listen, Charlie, after we've been down on our hands and knees, I mean...
Here, Charlie. And perhaps I'd better take these into Henry's Aunt Harriet while there's still a few left.
Henry, what do you think?
What about Homer?
Those are going to leave an awful big hole, Henry. Don't you think we ought to try to get them away from your mother?
Homer, let's call what she just took into the living room, so much water under the dam, and go on from there.
Well, listen, fellas, where did Mary go?
Henry, what are you looking in the sideboard for?
Somewhere in this house, Homer, there's a flashlight.
Oh, boy.
Let's see, Henry.
What have you found, fellas?
Can you imagine that?
Listen, fellas, what have you found?
Charlie, I want you to do something for me. You go up to my room.
Yeah?
And you sit there until we come up.
And then you're going to fix me up with Mary?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, but don't forget me.
We won't forget you, Charlie. Homer, take a look at what I dug up in the sideboard.
What is it?
Another box of candy. And look, it's exactly like the one we spilled.
Henry, we're all fixed. We just take this into the hall closet and put some of these into Mary's box. Come on.
Do you think that'll be all right?
Well, you don't want to rob your own sister, do you? And as long as you don't know who these belong to.
Okay. And wait a second while I open the closet door.
Okay. Only where did you leave Mary's box?
Right up there on the top shelf. Now, wait a minute, and I'll boost you up.
Okay, boost. Hurry up, Homer. Henry, it isn't here.
Homer, stop kicking me.
Look out.
Hey, Homer, get up.
Oh, boy.
Where's the box of chocolate?
Under me, darn it.
We'll be back with the Aldrich family in just a moment. Right now, it's intermission, and time for our intermission guest, the one and only Tommy Dorsey. Okay, Tommy.
Yeah.
back to the troubles of Henry Aldridge. Henry accidentally spilled a box of Mary's chocolates in the hall closet. Later, without realizing it was the same box, he found one in the dining room buffet and was about to place it in the hall closet when Homer fell on it. The scene opens an hour later in DeHaven's drugstore.
Oh, Mr. DeHaven. Mr. DeHaven.
Yes, Henry, something I can do for you?
How much are those boxes of chocolates there?
The 2-pound box, that's $1.50.
$1.50, Mr. DeHaven? As much as that?
Well, here's a 1-pound box for 80 cents.
The only trouble is it has to be the kind Homer fell on. I mean, Mr. DeHaven, you couldn't trust me for $1.50, could you?
Well, it isn't that I don't trust you, Henry, but if you'd like me to, I could call your mother and ask her if it's all right to charge it to her.
Oh, no, don't bother my mother about a thing like this.
Mr. DeHaven, you don't have any chocolates at all like those in that box for less than $1.50.
No, Homer.
Well, Mr. DeHaven, do you have anything that would be good for removing chocolate creams like those in that box from trousers?
Oh, Homer, you want a spot remover?
Yes, only first, how much is it?
Well, we have pretty good cleaner here for 25 cents.
Nothing less than that?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, do you have anything that would be good for an unsettled stomach resulting from chocolate creams like those in that box?
Oh, you'd like some bicarb?
Well, how much is it?
$1.
You haven't got anything that would settle me for a nickel?
Well, I could give you a little fizzy water free.
Okay, let's try that first, before I throw my money away.
Hey, fellas, where have you been?
Gee, was it Charlie Clark?
I waited up in your room for you for an hour, Henry. Did you forget me? Don't forget, I gave you that baseball.
Charlie, we had to come out here to see about some candy.
Oh. Mr. DeHaven, do you have any hair oil that smells nice? And say, fellas, does Mary like candy?
What's that, Charlie? Would you like to buy Mary a box of candy?
Sure.
Sure, Charlie. And how would you like to have us deliver it for you?
Oh, no, Homer. We can't do that.
Look, Mr. DeHaven, how much are those boxes over there?
Is this kind here?
Charlie, that isn't the kind she likes.
Now, listen, Homer, I'm not going to have any part of this.
Henry, don't you want to save your own life? Charlie, come here.
Now, wait a minute, Charlie. Don't listen to
him. Let go of him, Henry. You let go of him yourself.
Now, wait a minute, fellas. Wait a minute.
Have you any idea as to what may have become of us?
Mary, I haven't the slightest idea.
Has Aunt Harriet gone?
Yes, dear, she just left.
Mother, do you think she might have taken my box of chocolates?
No, dear. Your Aunt Harriet is not in the habit of taking candy that doesn't belong to her.
Well, then I guess that he's just three people that might have taken it.
And who are they?
Either Henry or Homer or Charlie Clark or possibly all three.
Now, Mary, that isn't exactly fair. You probably intended to put the box of candy in the sideboard and absentmindedly put it some other place.
Now, that's why isn't there any soap upstairs?
Any soap, Sam?
Yes, Alice, I'd like to wash my hands.
My goodness, Father, what is that you have all over your hands?
Why, nothing, Mary. It just seems to be chocolate.
Chocolate?
I think it's chocolate.
Sam, how did you get chocolate on you?
I have no idea. I happened to look at my hand a little while ago, and it was all chocolate. After all, is that important? Where will I find a piece of soap?
Dear, I don't think I've ever been so mad at you in my life.
Mad at me? What have I done?
Sam, you know what you've done. You know very well what you've done.
Father, do you think he did?
Alice, all I want is a
cake and soda. Father, I can't believe it.
I should have known, Mary, that your father couldn't be trusted with a box of candy in the house. He never could be. Let him have one piece and he loses all control and all character.
Alice!
Harriet, I thought you'd gone.
Well, don't bother. I just slipped back into the hall closet and got Mom's umbrella left here last week.
Oh, did you almost forget it again?
Well, don't bother to come out on the porch with me.
Oh, it's just starting to rain.
And Harriet, you want me to hold your pocketbook while you put it up?
No, thank you. I can put it up.
Oh, my goodness, what's going on me?
Mother, look. Chocolate.
Aunt Harriet, where did you get those?
Oh, where are they coming from? It won't be ready for another 10 minutes, Mary, at least.
Well, Mother, I don't like to seem to rush you, but Joe's in the living room, and he keeps asking whether I got the box of candy and whether I liked it. Mother, if we could only start eating, maybe we could get his mind off the subject.
Mary, all I can say is I'll get it just as soon as I can. Now, go back into the living room and visit with him.
Yes, Mother, I'll go, but
Mother.
Oh, Henry, is that you?
Yes, Mother, it's I and Homer.
Henry, have you seen a box of candy anywhere around here?
A box of candy? Have I seen it?
Dear, please run upstairs and get washed for dinner right away. And, Homer, you better go home so you won't be late for your dinner.
But, Mrs. Aldrich, Henry wants to ask you something.
Look, Mother, can I go over to Homer's for dinner so I won't be here this evening?
Now, Henry Joe Graham's here, and you'll want to visit with him. Please go up and get washed.
But, Mother!
Henry, you should have let Charlie get out of that box.
But, Homer, I couldn't let him. It would have been a dirty trick. Then he is a dope.
Who's that?
I don't know. It's somebody at the door here.
Hi, Henry. Is Mary here?
Listen, Charlie, what are you doing with that box of candy?
None of your business. Let me in.
But, Charlie...
Let me in, do you hear me?
Mary, are you here?
Listen, Charlie, I'm advising you. I'm begging you. Don't give Mary that box of candy.
I'm not taking any advice from you, Henry. I gave you a baseball, and you don't even want to fix me up with your sister. Hey, Mary. Mary.
Yes, is that somebody calling me?
Hi, Mary. Here. Here, take it.
What's this?
It's a box of candy.
Charlie Cross, I should have known all the time you took it.
Of what?
Mary, he didn't take it.
What do you mean he didn't take it? Here it is right here.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you very much. Now, please go.
You mean you're mad at me?
Mad at you? I could kill you. Please leave this house.
Well, gee whiz.
Go, do you hear me? Go.
Well, I'm going. I'm going. Only
I... Wait a minute, Charlie. Here's your baseball. I feel it's the least I can do for you.
The Armed Forces Radio Service.